20th District Legislative Update with Senate Republican Leader John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis. With the session winding down, how is the Senate Republican caucus doing with its top priorities? Let's start with public safety and hard drug possession.
The most important thing we have left to do in this session is legislation addressing the Blake decision by the state Supreme Court to legalize hard drugs. We have to do better on that. Republicans are pushing hard for a good solution that will work statewide, but we're not done yet.
What about affordability and the budgets?
Agreements have been struck on the budgets, capital budget, transportation budget, operating budget. I think because the capital budget and the transportation budget are done in a bipartisan way, we have more understanding, and I think those are going to come out in a way that we're going to be supportive of. On the operating budget, there has been significant Republican influence on the budget. I expect to be a budget that is growing significantly less than it has over the last few bienniums. Under complete Democrat control, it's grown by nearly 20% per biennium. I expect something much lower, which was, I think, in large part due to pushback from Republicans. I think it's going to have some other priorities in there for Republicans. Do I think it's a bipartisan bill? No. But I think we've had significant influence on the process.
How about education, specifically something important to you, funding for special education?
It looks like we're going to get significant new funding for special education. I think that's a big win. I don't think it's everything we wanted for. I have some concerns about funding for advocates for special education children who don't have as part of their family someone who is able to advocate for them as part of their individual learning plan. So I think that's going to be a mixed bag, but broadly, a big step forward for funding for special education. We think we should be proud of that.
20th District Legislative Update with Senate Republican Leader John Braun.